Welcome to the Morning Mix. And this is the Hack Attack.
Hi, Hack.
What is going on? And I'm with the ethereal, lovely Peg Ijams. Hello.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for filling in for John Wells. He is taking a little time off. He is going to come back browned.
Yes. Where is he?
He's in Mexico somewhere.
Living out the fat of land
in
Mexico. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just leaving this all to
We will have chance. Stories to talk about when he gets home.
Oh,
absolutely.
So yes, Hack Attack filling in for JW, and we got a lot to get to this morning.
Yeah, first of all, what is the weather going to give us today? I mean, was that just the wildest storm that rolled through here?
This is so strange. It's so bizarre. And I don't know how I feel about it because...
Really?
Winter's had its chance, you know?
Yeah.
It had its chance, and now it's doing this.
So you're conflicted.
I'm conflicted. We need the water, blah, blah, blah. But
I know.
It is a 20% chance of snow today.
Yeah.
That's afternoon. Partly sunny with a high near 44. Breezy with a northeast wind, 11 to 16 miles per hour.
Well, that's a lot better than 95 miles an hour.
Okay. The other day?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. I was at the airport waiting for a friend. Porta potties were getting blown over.
Oh, ooh, that's not good.
Well, not if someone's in them.
That's not it.
No,
even
no.
If they're not in them. Oh, that's terrible.
I was horrified. But, but at any rate, it's going to be so today. Touch and go. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 35. So.
Yeah, my husband skied Park City. He said it was a fabulous day after all that snow dropped. Yeah, he said it was absolutely wonderful. And I understand the other canyons did very well in that storm as well. So we need the water for. For sure.
Unbelievable. Yes.
So let's talk about what's coming up on the show today.
Let's do it.
We have got our musician, Nancy Hansen. Now, this is our effort to highlight local talent.
Yes.
So every single Friday morning, we are attempting to get on somebody local and somebody live and somebody fabulous. And Nancy Hansen is our musician today, and you're going to love her music.
She is a great local performer, and she is with us in studio. Very exciting. And these attempts are usually successful. We always get the best talent.
I know.
Like you're saying, I'm always so impressed.
That's what I love about KPCW. They let us do this kind of stuff. At the bottom of the hour, we've got weekend events. Annie from Park City Nursery is going to be here to talk about trees, droughts, and voles. Trees, droughts, and voles. Trees, droughts, and voles. The folks from Running With Ed are going to be in telling us, hey, you got to register today. And if we have time at the top of the next hour, we're going to give you stuff and junk. Weird stuff that we have found in the news.
I always have time for junk. Always.
I know, me too. I love it. That's really my life. and junk.
Tis my forte, but it's Morning Mix with Hack Attack, filling in for JW, Peg Ijams, and we will be right back after this. And we are back with the Morning Mix and our musical guest, Nancy Hansen. Hello, Nancy.
Hello. I am so excited to have you in. I haven't seen you for how many years? Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, Peg. You know what? Probably at least 10 or 12.
Oh, wow. That is so frightening. But you look fantastic.
So do you. It's so good to
and
see you.
And I hear news about you all over the place. And tell us a little bit about your launch into music and your guitar playing and that kind of thing.
That is a really long, detailed story, so I'm going to give you just...
Okay.
I want the whole thing.
Yeah. We could be here for
the blow by blow.
I mean, you know, in Salt Lake, there's a great music scene, especially mm-hmm. 20 years ago when I was kind of getting started, there was. And so much support. And I think there are some pivotal things that happened for me. And one was I had a friend that I'd written a couple songs, and he was like, come into my studio and record these and just sit on a stool and play and record them and see what you want to do with it. So we made a little tape.
Oh, wow.
It was back in the days of a tape.
Uh-oh. We had, that was a long time ago.
Cassette tape.
Cassette tape, if people don't know what that is. And the same four songs on both sides. And I sold those at like coffee houses and open mics that I would play just to kind of see if there was an interest. And I went through hundreds of the tapes. And
oh, that's cool.
And nice. It gave me some encouragement. And I was like, maybe I can do this. So I started I started writing a couple more songs. And then entering contests for me was big, like the folk festivals out there. And I ended up placing in some of those contests and being able to travel around the country and meet people and just so much publicity that way. And so I think when people are like, how did you kind of get started is, you know, I think I just did some sampling things. I put myself out there a little bit.
Old school stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have YouTube or anything like that.
Exactly.
You know.
You had to fight your way up from the bottom. No Facebook.
Yeah.
No social media. Who are some of your influences?
You know, early on, I started playing guitar when I was 12, and it was for sure John Denver.
John Denver.
Oh. I loved him, and my parents got me a songbook, and I looked at the chord charts, and I knew all those songs anyway, and I taught myself to play because of John Denver. Later on, more Dan Fogelberg, James Taylor, and then I listened to nothing but country and Rush in high school.
Oh,
wow.
Rush.
I know, isn't that funny?
So, but you're very folky, though. Very,
very folky.
Folk-based.
Yes. Nice. And then after that, I learned about people like Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin and Nancy Griffith and Alison Krauss, and I was like, oh, these ladies, you know.
Sean Colvin, were you able to see her when she was here in Park City just a couple weeks ago?
No.
Oh, three nights.
Are you serious? Three. How do I not know about
this? I know it. Seriously.
You need to listen to the Morning Mix.
Yeah.
I do, clearly.
Thank you,
Hat.
Shameless plug.
Well, let's hear your first song. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, I think I'm going to play a cover tune, and this song is one that I remember a friend of mine played it for me. I remember the day we were in his kitchen, and he's like, this is a Steve Earle tune, and it's so cool. And I love Steve Earle, but I can't understand his work. I don't know if anybody knows his music, but, well, I mean, people do. But he's such a great songwriter. And so my friend played me this song, and I fell in love with it and wanted to record it when I finally came around to making a CD. So I invited my friend Peter Brian Holt, who's also been so
he's just amazing.
Very instrumental in people even knowing who Nancy Hansen is.
Oh.
And so I invited him to sing the song with me in the studio. He's not here. I'll sing his part.
You are. I'm excited.
But this is Steve Earle's Fearless Heart. Don't you worry about what you've been told, 'cause honey, I ain't even close to cold. It's kinda soon to fall in love again. Sometimes the best that you can do is just to jump back in. Well, I've got me a fearless heart, strong enough to get you through the scary part. It's been broken many times before. Just comes back for more. Well, folks that tell you that I'm just no good, I wouldn't hurt you, honey, if I could. I can't promise this will work out right, but it would kill me, darling, if we didn't even try. I've got me a fearless heart, strong enough to get you through the scary part. And it's been broken many times before. A fearless heart just comes back for more. Hey, hey, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh, thank you.
Very beautiful.
Very. Wow.
Thank you. Thanks to Steve Earle for that.
Yeah, and now you're going to play another one.
Well, I'm going to play you a song that I wrote. So, you know, I haven't written that many songs, honestly. I did all this writing when I was in my 20s, and then I got married and had kids and created things other ways.
What do you mean? Wow. Who am I?
Yeah, very, very creative.
But go on.
I have three creations. But I've probably only written about, I don't know, maybe 30 songs in my life.
That's a lot.
That's it?
And, well, people say you've got to write 100 to get your first good one.
Oh, really?
So I'm still waiting.
Who says that?
Yeah,
who says that?
That was Carole King. She said that.
So I'm about 99 songs away from glory is what you're saying.
Yeah. And I'm about 70.
Okay.
No, it's hard. It's so hard. Songwriting's so hard. So this is a song that I was actually hired to write. And for a Father's Day project, and they said, you know, we'll pay you this much money. It's a work for hire. You write the song. And I was like, okay, what's the topic? You know, the money was good. I just had a baby. I wasn't doing a ton of music. And they said, well, it's a Father's Day album, and the topic is lineage, which seemed so...
That's easy to rhyme with.
Yeah, isn't
lineage.
It?
Lineage. Lineage. Oh.
Careful, I know. You know, I got out my... I wasn't sleeping anyway, so I'm like, I was going to write this song. Oh, because they said, if you could have it in the next couple of days, that'd be great.
Oh.
No and pressure. We want it all rhyming.
Yeah, we want it, yeah. And so my point is I probably wouldn't have written this song, which I love now, had it not been for this assignment. And I just had this little baby. I was thinking about, you know, lineage. What does that mean? What are the things I will hopefully pass on to this cute little boy? And who? What do I know about those who came before me? And I started thinking about my grandpa. And he was just this guy that he loved to hunt for rocks. And he always had these rocks in his pocket. And he could tell you stories about them. And I love the things he taught me about the outdoors. And I start thinking closer to home with my own dad. And my dad is just that guy. He fixes everything. Mm. And I love that when I think of my dad, I think of his hands and the ways that he's fixed things in my life and the way that he's blessed me in my life. And so I looked at my little boy's hands and I was like,
oh.
I could do this whole thing about hands and about, you know. And so it kind of came together for me and I fell in love with it. This is called The Father in Me. He could bend your ear, a pocket of rocks, a story to go with each. My grandpa was a simple man, and with his hands he worked the land. He loved the earth and all that it had to teach. And as I think of his wrinkled hands, tough as leather, rough as sand, old and strong, reaching out to me. I remember when he taught me how to hunt for rocks and work the plow. He's everything I thought I'd like to be. And now I'm starting to see my grandfather in me. Can be, may this legacy live
live on inside of me.
I need to call my parents.
I know.
Mom,
I know.
Dad. Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm going to assume that they loved that song.
Yeah, I am too.
Oh, man. I love that. That is beautiful.
It was produced by Kurt Bester, and he did all this really great stuff behind it, and it turned out really beautiful, yeah.
Tell me what CD that's on. So
you know, it's quite old because my son is actually probably 12 now, the one that I wrote it for, or when he was born. And it was called Fathers, and it was a book with a CD in the back. So you can't just buy it.
Oh, okay. It's a
limited thing.
But
if people email me, I usually will just send them the songs.
That's so beautiful.
Well, you're listening to The Morning Mix right now, and in the studio we have Nancy Hansen, wonderful local artist, and serenading us.
Can I just say thank you for doing this? I live in Riverton, but when asked me if I'd come up here, I was like, I mean, any excuse to come to Park City in the first place. But then
you have to pull your leg too hard.
The support that you guys have for local music is tremendous, and we as artists all appreciate it so much.
We're having a
thank
blast.
Absolutely.
Doing
thank
it.
You.
It's such a great thing.
What else are you going to serenade us with?
Well, this is one of the first songs I wrote. This is one that I wrote this over. I was obsessing over this guy I had a crush on. He happened to be a drummer in the band I was in.
Ooh.
And,
it's always the drummer.
It's always the drummer, I tell you. And it was 3 in the morning, and it was raining outside, and I couldn't sleep. And the sound of the—you know when you're obsessing about someone, everything reminds you of them.
This guy was torturing you.
Yeah. And so the sound of the rain and these old paint buckets in my backyard made me think of him because he's a drummer and the pounding of the range. See, it's totally
wow.
You had problems.
That's what we do.
Yeah,
right?
That's like stalker crazy.
Are you okay now? I mean, wow, you're worrying.
I hope so. So I got up and I wrote this song, and it really is one of the first songs I ever finished, and it ended up being the title track to an album I made called Drops in a Bucket. I entered this song in a bunch of contests like I entered all my songs, and this won in the folk category of the John Lennon Songwriting Contest, which I'm like, it was an obsessive 3 a.m. song, if anybody really knew.
John Lennon had obsessions, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. So this is Drops in a Bucket, and it's the title track to the album that I didn't know I was going to record, but thanks to friends pushing me and recognizing my potential, I did. Brushes and a can on the porch outside my door. Summer's ambition beaten by the wind. Tools left to rust in winter storm. Every time I pass that pile of memories, I'm reminded of that day. Brushes in hand, we made big plans. What we'd be someday. When the rain falls down, I can hear the sound of those drops in a bucket, pounding out a rhythm of you. In the quiet of the night, with your heartbeat next to mine, lying safely in the dark.
Beautiful. Nice. And does where is he? The drummer.
I'm sure you've tracked him. I'm sure you've followed him over the years.
We're friends.
You have a social security number.
Yes, we work.
You know, that song wasn't nearly as creepy as I thought it would be. It was beautiful.
So I usually don't. Why did I tell the story? I don't know.
Yeah, ditch the story. Just play the song.
Yeah, because who would know, right?
It's lovely. So did it ever work out with him? Did you?
They're Facebook friends.
He's not the guy I'm with. Yeah.
Oh.
Not the father of our kids.
They're Facebook friends.
I do have songs about my husband as well. You know.
Well, we would love to have you back sometime.
Thank
that was
you. I would
so
love
lovely.
To come back.
Tell us where people can get more information about you, and can they buy your music on iTunes?
Yes, my music is on iTunes, so that's easy. My website is nancyhanson.com, Hanson.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not great about updating it, but information is there.
Oh, yeah. You said your haircut's from 10 years ago.
Hey, if it works, stick with it.
I don't know. And then Facebook. I do have a Facebook and Instagram. So
okay, good.
All those places. I am playing with Sherry Call, who I know you've had on your show.
Love Sherry.
We're playing at the Homestead in Midway June, the first weekend of June together. They do that concert series there.
Yes.
And so I'm looking forward to that. That's probably the next thing that's coming up.
Next
Yay.
Big thing.
Okay,
well, it's
good.
The Morning Mix, and you just heard from Nancy Hanson, wonderful local talent.
Yeah,
thank you so much for being on the air.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right,
well, we're just going to go actually into more local talent. Bullets and Bells, the neo doo-wop folk group we had on a few weeks ago, will be performing at the OP Rockwell tomorrow night, which is on Main Street. Bullets and Bells is releasing a new CD called Ready next month, but this is one called Bolinas from their last album, Be Glad.
Father, do you know how your son sets, riding on your blue jeans, think you might know best? And I made my bed before, out of irresponsibilities, I just wanted more. Changed everything, and the sun moved far away. I just thought I knew best, and now you have your own apartment. I guess you had to pay. Is this just one more test?
C&S Creative Services has been a proud supporter of KPCW since 1987. C&S Creative encourages you to think about your marketing in ways you never have before, to brand, analyze, search, optimize, advance, and profit, now and for tomorrow. For integrative marketing solutions, it's C&S Creative, 649-1234.
Hi, I'm Amy Roberts with Park City Medical Center, a proud supporter of KPCW and a not-for-profit community hospital. Park City Medical Center's Live Well Center is a wellness center designed to help you live your healthiest life possible. We use lifestyle medicine with the goal of helping you maintain or improve your health, prevent disease, and manage any existing conditions. Whether you're hoping to lose weight, gain a competitive edge, or simply live a healthier life, the Live Well Center can help. Make an appointment for a lifestyle medicine consultation by calling 435-333-3535.
And we are back. And it is time for Weekend Update.
You always know.
The SNL.
Live from Park City, Utah. We have a Weekend Update.
Can you believe it? Okay.
Yeah, pretty cool weekend. We've got Canned Heat. The 50th anniversary tour is at the Egyptian this weekend. It's tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and tickets are available for that. If you want more information about tickets, you can go to parkcityshows.com.
The Park City Film Series presents 71 this weekend. 71 takes place over a single night in the life of a young British soldier accidentally abandoned by his unit following a riot on the streets of Belfast in 1971. Pretty cool. Tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m., Prospector Theater on Sidewinder.
Getting great reviews. That movie is...
It looks good.
Very well reviewed.
71.
Best-selling author, screenwriter, and poet Neil Gaiman is going to be coming to the Eccles Center tomorrow night at 7:30. If you want tickets for that, ecclescenter.org.
The Swanner Eco Center presents Utah Wilderness 50 photographic exhibition today. It will be displayed through the month of August. For details, swannerecocenter.org. Be sure to check out their nature walks this weekend, too.
Hey, if you want to head down the hill and go to Salt Lake, there are a couple of things going on. There is a gallery stroll in downtown Salt Lake tonight. It's always the third Friday of every month, even in the wintertime, so
and
you may want to go do that.
Oh, I like that. And Utah Symphony presents Mozart's Jupiter Symphony this weekend at Abravanel Hall.
The Salt Lake City Marathon is taking place this weekend. They've got a full marathon, then the half marathon. Those both start at 7 o'clock. And then the bike tour is at 6 a.m. and the 5K begins at 7:15 a.m. It all gets underway at Library Square.
And Ballet West performs Almost Tango tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. Performances are at the Capitol Theater.
If you love tulips, you can go check out hundreds, well, possibly thousands of them at the 2015 Tulip Festival. It's going on right now at Thanksgiving Point.
Tickets for the Broadway hit The Book of Mormon. Ooh, I'm excited. Go on sale this Monday at 10 a.m. online at ArtTix. Performances begin on Tuesday, July 28th at the Capitol Theater.
I am so surprised that is coming to Utah. I never thought it would happen.
And they're going to love it. It's already sold out.
Yeah, have you seen it?
No, but it's from the creators of South Park.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan. So
you're a fan.
It's
going to
be good. It's going to be really funny.
I saw it in New York. And
you saw it?
I did. I saw it.
What?
There was one part where I was just a little queasy. I'm like,
I'm
kind of my inner soul kind of went, ooh, that hurts, you know. But
hurts so good.
Anyway, it is at the Capitol Theater starting in July. That's going to be pretty exciting. Hey, so we've got a guest with us right now. Annie from Park City Nursery is here, and we're going to be talking just a few things. Trees, droughts, and voles.
Most importantly, voles.
Yeah.
No, voles are next week. Voles are definitely next week.
Yeah, somebody's going to be coming on and telling us what to do about the vole situation, but I have to let you know, and I know Hack knows this already, that I started the whole vole problem in the Park City area.
She did.
Yeah.
Do you live in Park Meadows?
No, I live in Sun Peak, and I was feeding bunnies in my backyard. And I'm thinking that that's why. And I mean, they have pinpointed it to right around my area.
I don't want you to feel bad, but you started an environmental epidemic
single-handedly.
I know. They're awful. Ooh, they freak me out. I hate voles.
They're kind of cute.
Oh, they're so cute.
No, they're not.
We're not
here to condemn voles. We're just here to hear the facts.
Okay.
But you have somebody coming on KPCW next week to talk about that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
that'll be Tuesday or Wednesday.
But there is something that we can do about them.
There's things that you can try to okay. do about them. There's ways to control them, but you know, they'll tell you. It's a secret.
Okay.
It's a mystery.
There are ways to make your area unpleasant enough that they go elsewhere to your neighbor's yard.
Actually, the best thing is that there's a mole like spray that that takes up their food source.
Okay.
It's just an oil. It's a natural oil, and when they eat it, then it's not attractive, but it's not poisonous to secondary kill and stuff. So there are ways.
Is there any kind of music they dislike that you could play? You know,
heavy
metal.
They don't really like Headbanger.
Thrasher.
All right. Let's talk. You know, we did not have the wettest winter that we've ever experienced.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been so tempted to go out there and water.
No, don't water.
Okay. What do we do?
Well, for one thing, we can just endure it.
Uh-huh.
There's a we
just
can
hunker
pray
down.
For rain.
We can endure.
Yes, we will endure. The best thing is that, you know, to have a really efficient irrigation system so that every drop of water you put on your lawn and onto your trees goes there. Mm-hmm. And then the number one source of tree mortality is that people overwater.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
So our soil is super clay, super, super heavy. And odds are that if you were to, it'll look dry and cracked on the surface, but if you dig down a little bit, it's probably soaking wet. And if you water two, three, four times a week, odds are you're overwatering and creating muck down below.
And drown your tree.
And you're drowning your tree.
No.
So most of Park City is this super clay ultra clay. So you need to, you know, if you're planting something new, you need to put your proper soil amendment in there to get some air.
Aerate it, right.
You need air. Roots need air, believe it or not. And so...
what are they doing underground? That's
I know. They're just hoping for a little drop of it.
Well, I'll tell you my huge stress right now is I think I might have tip weevils. Because of the tops of my evergreens.
What's with you and voles and tip weevils? What, you're an environmental disaster.
The poor thing's like totally stressed out.
No,
oh,
totally. I'm medicated.
This is why you can't have nice things.
Yeah. No trees for you.
No, so I've noticed the tops of my, some of my evergreens are like kind of like curling. And I want to know what to look for and what do we do about it?
Okay, so tip weevil is like a boring type insect. And what happens in the spring... They get up the tree and they lay their eggs in the top, in the terminal growth.
In the nice, soft growth.
And you'll notice little, almost microscopic holes in there where they're feeding laying their eggs. And they'll lay like 50 to 150 eggs in there. And then the little larvae will grow. And then as they grow, your new growth is coming out and they're... your new growth just wilts down and bends, and that's the first sign of them that you can really see.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that starts to happen, they've already eaten all of the bark inside there, and they start to work their way down the tree.
That's
and
horrible.
So by the time you notice that, they're well beyond that area.
This is like a horror movie or
something.
It is.
They're disgusting.
It is.
And then when you cut... into them, there's these tiny, little holes. You can see where they've been.
What?
And so when you cut your tree out, you have to cut well below where you think they are. So you start up high, and then you see these white grubs, and they're so gross.
Is there any sort of Terminator-like woodpecker that could be recruited for this?
It would be nice if that was the solution.
A woodpecker, a cyborg woodpecker from the future that came back. And
It's the white pine weevil, Pisodes strobi eater. No, but really.
sounds very intimidating.
Have to cut the top off?
That's what you do once you've already had
it. Burn it. You have to burn it.
Yeah, you have to burn it. And if it's during a non-burning, you call the city, you get a burn permit.
You call an exorcist and he...
Yeah, he comes in and you can burn it. Or if it's during the non-burning, you can put it in a plastic bag and tie it. And then once their food source is gone, they die.
It's a parasite, basically.
Well, it's a grub. It's
they need food. Need food.
So, but this has the ability to kill a tree.
It kills it from the top down.
That's horrible.
But it mostly it deforms the trees.
Aww.
But what you can do is there's a product called Ace Cap, which is a systemic insecticide that you drill into your tree and you put the insecticide right in there. Like it's like a suppository for your tree or something.
Okay.
Like you stuff it in there.
Tree just hurts me the more than it hurts you.
Yeah. So that's one option. The other thing is called a systemic drench that you do in the fall and the spring, which it takes like a certain amount of time per week or it takes a little while to get up to the top. So you got to put it in ahead enough time before they start to come out. Because once they start eating, you want the poison to be up in the tree so that they will eat the poison and die.
Okay.
This is very sinister.
And then the other option is spraying. You can have a professional spray it. The thing about spraying, it's got to be done at the exact right moment.
Oh, no. Really?
So there's a two-week period, you know, where the trees are starting to bud out. And you spray right then.
Okay.
And then 2 weeks later, you spray a second time because... the spray that you can buy, you know, at the nursery, a broad use insecticide, broad spectrum, is not, it only lasts for 2 weeks actively.
Okay.
So you want to spray it twice to make sure that you eliminate the problem.
Oh, my goodness. I think I need to hire a professional. One more question. It's been warm. You know, you're so tempted. I mean, I know I still have snow
no,
in some places,
don't
but
do
we
it.
Don't plant. No.
Stop. Drop that hose. Drop it.
Can we plant? When can we plant? When is it safe?
Okay. It's safe right now to plant the plants we're getting in.
You know,
we have trees and shrubs that are pretty much still dormant or just barely starting to leaf out. And after they've been at the nursery for a week or two, they're going to be hardened off to the weather. And so they will be able to take a fairly good frost. I mean, if it drops down into the teens, you're going to have some dieback
no matter
what. But, you know, we got the trees in. We're thousands of dollars in. We're just praying it's not going to happen.
Please help us. Yeah. My final question for you, what is your favorite flower?
My favorite flower? Well, right now it's the daffodil.
Oh, the first flower of spring. Oh, the daffodil.
Seeing those pop up.
Mine's marigold. I love marigolds.
Really?
You do? Ew.
Well, what are my chances of marigold? Orange marigolds. Beautiful.
Okay. Really?
Mm. Yes. Hey, as a man, I shouldn't even have a favorite flower, so you should be impressed.
I really admire that. And you know you can eat them.
Yes, you can. And they're good for killing things.
It's a great companion plant.
It is very good companion plant.
Ugly old marigold.
Annie, thank you so much. And we will look forward to learning more about voles next week on KPCW.
All right.
Thank you. And we hope you come back.
I'll be riveted to hear. All right, listen to the Morning Mix. And let's hear a little bit from Led Zeppelin. And we're back with the Morning Mix. I'm Hack Attack, filling in the hot seat for JW, and with me, the always lovely Peg Ijams.
Oh, you're so sweet. So you need to teach John to do that.
He doesn't flatter you?
Well, he does a little bit.
Oh.
So we've got some special guests and timely guests in our studio this morning, Jen Billow and Sean Beard from the Running With Ed race that is going to be going on.
All right.
Tell us everything you know, guys.
Go.
Welcome.
Everything.
Yeah, go.
Okay.
Well, registration ends today.
Oh, what?
Most importantly.
Okay.
So you got to register today. That's why we're here.
All right. So tell us a little bit about the race so that we can get people excited to register today.
Yes, absolutely. So Sean's run it the last 5 years. This is our sixth year. It's a fundraiser for the Park City Education Foundation. And the race is a relay race. It's kind of like a mini Ragnar. Ragnar is one of our big sponsors.
Very competitive.
It's very mini, when I emphasis on mini. And Sean's team name is Five Fat Guys. So I'm okay.
So anybody can run this. What are you saying?
So that does tell you how it goes. And it's a 38-mile 10-leg relay race, typically run by teams of five, so everyone runs two legs. So you might run total maybe 6 miles. There's about four legs that are less than a 5K. There's a couple long ones. There's one up to UOP, the Olympic Park. That is a bit of a toughie. And everyone wears costumes.
Oh, it's super fun.
There's prizes for costumes. There's prizes for fundraising. There are speed prizes. We let the Olympians and the ultra runners win those, and then the rest of us just drink and have fun, because it's a party at every exchange, right, Sean?
Oh, it's a blast, and it's also a competitive race.
Yes.
So you have the opportunity to be very competitive about this, but you also have the opportunity to bring your family. We've increased the teams. They can be up to 10 people. So
nice.
Everybody has one leg.
Okay.
So it's very doable. I'm not a runner. I run one time a year.
It's
about 2 days before the race to warm up and then race day.
And you pull your hamstring and it's 2 days to recover and then you race.
Hence the name
Five Fat Guys. Okay, not saying you're fat. So running with Ed, how did you get that name?
So it's running with education.
Okay.
Come on, Peggy.
Gotcha.
Come on.
All right. It's slow.
It's a play on words.
Just learning these things.
No, it's true. The first year we had signs up all over. Who is Ed? What is Ed? It was kind of the mystery. There is a principal, Bob Edmiston, who's a big runner. And a lot of people thought, oh, we're running with Mr. Ed is what he's called. But
yeah.
You are running with, for, of, by education, because all the proceeds go back to the Park City Public Schools. And this year we have a goal of running with Ed to raise $270,000. Mm-hmm. The Ed Foundation gave back $1 million this year to programs in our school district. We cover from pre-K to high school. And the school district is starting to depend on the Ed Foundation. So we are depending on all of the community, parents, teachers, community members, business members, and they all step up. But we need about 25 more teams to register today.
Wow.
To make our number.
You hear that, folks? So so get on the horn and register. What do you win? Do you win anything? Pride,
well,
glory,
honor? The race itself is a fantastic deal for the runners out there. They know
nice.
It's $85 a person, mm-hmm. $400 for a team of five.
Okay.
And the swag that you get is unbelievable.
Oh, swag.
Everyone loves swag.
Nice running shirts, mm-hmm. your medal. It's really awesome.
Podium? Is there a podium event?
There's podiums.
Yes.
There's
yeah.
prizes for the top fundraisers.
Well, and
VIP
drinking.
Treatment.
Oh, well,
there's
yeah.
drinking.
That's why Peggy will be there.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of stuff at the after party for the kids, too. So if it's a day that you don't have to get a babysitter. You can bring your kids along.
Oh, good.
They can go in the chase vehicles, which people dress all up. And
They chase the kids down in vehicles?
Nice.
So
nice
it's
give them
a
exercise.
Really, yeah. It's become a community event not to miss.
That's cool.
It's just so much fun. It's one of those that's up there. I compare it to the 4th of July. I'll never
really?
Be out of town for the 4th of July. I will never miss a running with that event. It's just a fantastic day.
That's cool.
And I heard the weather is going to be perfect.
Oh, good.
Oh, of course.
Good.
Yes.
So tell us where people can get more information about the race and where do they register?
Great question. So you can go to runningwithed.com, all one word. Click on the registration tab. Super, super, super easy. And all the information is on that website that you could possibly need.
You know, I, as Hack Attack, am a product of the Park City school system, and I must say, I wholeheartedly support this. See, look at me. You could turn out to be...
He's
you know,
an amazing man.
Well, this event is really... It's taken off, and the Park City school districts wouldn't be what they are today without the foundation.
That's great.
Right.
That's great.
Running with that is a huge part of that. We started out 6 years ago and raised $20,000. Last year, we raised about $235,000.
Great.
So it's just an amazing...
Keep going.
Event.
So get out there and register today.
Yeah, runningwithed.com.
You have to do this. You have to try it.
And
once you do it, you'll be there.
We wish your team well.
Well, thank you.
Yes, good luck to the five.
We mostly do fundraising. We won't be competing with the time. It'll be mostly about the fundraising.
Okay.
Have you ever considered blood doping or anything like that? Performance enhancement. It's fine. No one will judge you. It's for a good cause.
No, it's racing to the finish line for the beer.
All right, yeah, just finish.
Jen Billow and Sean Beard from Running with Ed. Today is the deadline to register. You can find out more information at runningwithed.com. Thanks to both of you
for
joining
us here, guys.
This
really
morning.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Fieldhouse hosts your next event, be it a birthday party, team party, or family gathering. Reservations can be booked with a credit card by calling 655-0999. Cost is $55 per hour for half field and $110 per hour for full field rental. All include use of the party room. Bounce house fees are additional. Visit us on the web for more details. BasinRecreation.org, a nonprofit organization and KPCW supporter.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, offering weekend brunch at the top of Main Street featuring traditional favorites, as well as Midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brew Pub, misbehaving in Utah since 1986. WasatchBeers.com.
It is the time. The time is upon us for Stuff and Junk.
Stuff and junk. This is interesting stuff that we found in the news over the weekend. Just some little tidbits here.
Lay it on
there.
Me.
I am always so excited to find out, of course, who's coming to Deer Valley for the summer, but also Red Butte Garden. It is one of the best venues in the Salt Lake Valley. Have you ever seen a show there?
I have. I saw Pirates of the Penzance one time.
Really?
Yeah.
At Red Butte? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I am the very model of a modern major general. Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep. I've never seen like a musical or a play there.
Steve Martin, too.
Yeah, I heard that was a great show.
He's funny.
I'm so sick I missed it. So they came up with their lineup of 28 shows that are going to be performing at Red Butte Gardens in summer. I know they just keep getting bigger and bigger. Coming up, let me just see. I don't know what kind of music you like, Hack.
I'm open-minded, we can say.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you get misty. Yeah.
Let's see if any of these would be who you would go see.
Okay.
The Decemberists.
Oh.
Great indie folk rock band.
Down by the river or something like that. Yeah.
I don't know. They're coming in May. Ryan Adams is going to be showing up on June 2nd.
Ryan, not Brian?
No, Ryan
that's
Adams.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tedeschi Trucks Band is going to be coming. We love them. They're going to be there on June 12th. Hank Williams Jr. is performing on July 14th. Now, this is just a few of the performers. Mavis Staples and Patty Griffin together. That's going to be a wild combination.
Together again.
Harry Connick Jr.
Whoa!
I love him.
Harry.
I love him. He's coming July 22nd.
Harry the Hammer, the American Idol judge.
Yeah.
All right.
Lyle Lovett and his large band going to be at Red Butte on July 26th. Mm-hmm. Alabama Shakes.
Hey.
I love them. August 4th at Red Butte. Trampled by Turtles is coming on August 12th. Brandi Carlile, a fantastic folk country singer-songwriter, is coming on August 16th.
Right on.
Wilco is coming August 18th.
What a lineup.
I know. Mark Knopfler is going to be coming September 15th. And then Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals are going to be rounding out all of the shows on September 16th. You know, a couple of the shows have already sold out because if you become a Red Butte member, then you get first dibs. And the really good shows are already sold out. But anyway, that's the lineup. Those are the ones that I would want. There are probably about 15 more that I didn't mention. If you want more information, you can go to redbuttegardens.org for
Check
tickets.
Check it out. Well, we also got some spring closures, spring breaks for restaurants in Park City. Not to worry. Some of them are pretty short. But a good list of restaurants always take a slight hiatus. It's to kind of go into the bathroom and cry, I think, for a while after the season. And then they, you know, they clean up their makeup and they come back out in the spring.
Yeah, definitely.
But Deer Valley Lodges will be closed for the season, of course. High West, surprisingly, is going to be closing on April 29th through May 4th.
Oh, really?
About a week in there. Yeah.
Okay.
So no whiskey for you for a week.
I guess they just have to, you know, hose the place down and get it all clean.
They get the vomit off the walls.
Yeah.
And exactly. But, you know, Bandits closed through May 21st. Places like that, you know, on Main Street. So they're not closed, shut down. They're on hiatus.
Okay.
They're sipping cocktails on the beach somewhere.
All right. But there are still some really good restaurants that are open, you know, and they don't take a break. Did you hear this in the news that the U.S. Postal Service recently unveiled a new stamp honoring writer Maya Angelou? And the only problem is They have a quote next to her picture on the stamp.
Oh, no. What?
And the quote is, a bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song. That's lovely, isn't it?
I know why the caged bird sings.
Yeah, well, that quote is actually from a poet and author, Joan Walsh England, called A Cup in the Sun.
Oh.
It wasn't even a Maya Angelou quote.
Who did that? See, the axe is going to fall on someone. Who did
someone,
that?
Someone, yeah.
Because, yeah, I know why the caged bird sings. So it sounds like something she said, but... Mm-hmm.
It sounds like something she would say.
Thanks for playing.
U.S. Postal Service said, boy, had we known beforehand, of course we would have used one of Angelou's quotes. We screwed up, but she likes this quote, so we're going to stick with it.
That's awful. This is a quote she liked. Yeah. No better way to honor a life of a poet laureate. Wow.
And so I don't know whether you heard about this. I was so stunned that this 65-year-old school teacher is set to become the oldest woman ever to give birth to quadruplets.
No.
It was the result of artificial insemination. She is 65 years of age.
What?
Yeah.
Are they going to be healthy and happy? Are they?
That's what she's saying. But I mean, if you do the math, you know, by the time those kids graduate from high school, she's going to be talking. They're going to have her in a home.
If you do the math, it's horrifying.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'd like to thank our sponsors real quick. Utah Olympic Park, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub, Wasatch Brew Pub, always great. New Park Terrace in Crandall Capital, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
And we would also like to thank our guest, musician Nancy Hansen, absolutely amazing musician, Annie from Park City Nursery, and also the folks from Running With Ed. Today is the last day to register.
Last day to register. So thank you. That was the morning mix for you. I was filling in for JW and
Thanks,
Peggy.
Hack.
Always a pleasure.